Yuma Perk Alf Mishnah Hey. Misaru Ziknei Basin La Ziknei Kahuna. The Ziknei Basin, the heads of the Basin, would escort him to the Ziknei Kahuna and pass him over to them. Ve'lu Lalias Beis Aftinas. And they brought him up to the attic or the upper floor of the Beis Aftinas. Beis Aftinas was a family that were Bekiim in crushing and mixing all the different Sammanim of the Keteras. And over there they were going to now teach the Kohen Gadol the mice of the Keteras. Vihishbi'uhu. And they made him swear, the Rav explains, that he would swear that he was not a tzeduki. Because the tzedukim held, when the Torah says, ki ba'anan era ala kapares, they learned that what it means is that first there'll be an anan, meaning that you'll make yourself a cloud outside the Kodesh Kedoshim. You will burn the incense, the Kohen Gadol, outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then you'll bring that smoke ala kapares. Oz era ala kapares, that's what they darshaned. But that's not what the Torah means. That's not what the Messiah was. What the Torah means is that after you bring the Keteris into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only over there, on the Kapiris, you will then create the Anan, which is the smoke, the cloud that is created when they burn the Keteris on top of the Aron HaKodesh. V'nifteru v'holchu lahem, and they parted ways. Tferes Tzor learns that they asked him for Rishus to go, and then they passed him on to the Ziknei Kahuna, sounds like in the Beis Aftinas. This is the way that Tferes Tzor learns. V'amru lo, and they would say to him, at this time, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Beis Din, we are Shluchim of Beis Din, V'yata Shlucheinu Shliach Beis Din, and you are our Shliach, and therefore also a Shliach Beis Din. And Tferes Tzor learns that the reason they're saying all this is because when you're a Shliach Beis Din, your Shvua is Al Das Beis Din. So the Shvua that you're making is going to be through the Das of what Beis Din has in mind with such a Shvua. So don't think that you're going to make a Shvua and start thinking of something else. Like, as you make the Shvua, have a different Kavana in mind. Because when you're a Shliach Beis Din, you can't change the Kavana of Beis Din. Mashpian anu alecha b'mi sheshikein shmo b'bay sazeh. We're making you swear on he that dwells in this house, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlo tishana davar mikol ma shamarnu loch, that you will not change anything from what we have taught you. The hardest thing to do, one of the hardest things to do, the Rav explains, is the Maisa Keteris. To take two hands full of Keteris and carry it, lifnai v'lifnim, in a spoon, and then transfer it from the spoon into the palm of the hand, and then to have it be burnt without spilling a drop, was a very difficult thing to do. And they taught him exactly how to do this. And also, like we said, they had to make sure that he didn't do what the tzedukim did, which was to create the Keteris, to create the cloud outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then bring it inside. So Kohen Gadol, swear that you do not change anything from what we told you. Hu parishu baicha, he would walk away from them and cry. V'hein parishu baicha, and they would cry. He would cry because they were choshed that he's a tzaduki, and they would cry, like the Gemara says, a choshed b'ksherim loike begufo. A person that's choshed, but somebody that's kosher, he gets a physical zetz. And the Rambam explains, choshed b'ksherim, his maisim are stumin. You don't know what they are, but perhaps there's no issues with what he's doing.